Before signing the contract, City of Madison workers and the mayor did a symbolic march around the Capitol Square, led by bagpipes and firefighters in dress blue. In addition to speedy contract approval, Madison officials showed their support for collective bargaining by passing a formal resolution against Governor Scott Walker's plan to scale them back. That resolution was called a feel-good measure by some and was expected to pass easily. Instead, what some considered unnecessary political shots in the wording caused a dust-up, even among supporters of collective bargaining rights, like Alderman Michael Schumacher.
I think there are elements to this resolution that go too far.
The phrases Schumacher and others eventually got taken out of the resolution said Governor Walker was attacking the middle class and creating an unfair and divisive situation by denying public workers bargaining rights. In passing the resolution, Madison joins other Wisconsin cities like Eau Claire. But Madison went a step further. It rushed through union contracts before the state could put the kibosh on bargaining rights. Alderman Mark Clare acknowledged it could be a risky move.
All of us suspect, some of us maybe know, what's coming in the state budget and how that will affect the city. And I could not be more proud of this body for doing what we did tonight, knowing that that's coming.
Governor Walker will give his budget address next Tuesday. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.